You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN specialist musical theatre show, here with a very special bonus episode of our tie-in theatre podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. Because this week, one of my favourite shows of all time is in town at Nottingham's Royal Concert Hall, and I just had to talk to you about it. Because it's Rocky Horror, and Rocky Horror is a show that I have said time and time again, you should always see live when the opportunity presents itself. Not only is it a great musical with banging songs, including, I will say, the ones that you tend not to hear as much as standalone songs outside the show, but it is just the atmosphere and the community and being in the room that makes Rocky Horror what it is. So do not miss it while you have the chance to see it for yourself. And this particular production is yet another example of why Rocky Horror is now celebrating its 50th anniversary. Like, let's face it, you can't really go wrong with Rocky Horror when it's already as beloved as it is. But this cast genuinely bring a new energy and a feel to the show that isn't quite the same as other versions I've seen before. And I have seen this show a lot. In fact, I have to start by praising people like Christine Lavercombe and Hayley Flaherty as Riff Raff and Janet respectively, because I have seen them so many times in those roles, and yet it doesn't feel tired, it doesn't feel overly practiced, it doesn't feel routine. It's honestly amazing that both of them can still bring new vibrancy and dynamism to roles that they obviously know like the back of their hands. And even when I know a particular line reading or acting choice is coming up because I've seen it that many times before, it still makes me laugh. Christian in particular has his comedic timing down to an art, while Hayley is perfectly demure then sensationally sexy as Janet. She plays opposite Richard Meek as Brad, who arrives like a buff Buddy Holly and with a voice to match. I said earlier that the music in Rocky Horror is great, and it absolutely is, but there are some songs that people tend to forget about because they're A, not so ingrained in popular culture, and B, they just don't have the same energy as some of the bigger numbers. And Once in a While in Act Two has definitely fallen victim to that, and I am so, so pleased to say that it was actually one of my favourites when I saw the show last night. Richard's voice is glorious, and I honestly could have listened to him sing it all evening. I mean, sure, it was nice to get back to the dancing as well, but I'm a theatre fan through and through, and to have a moment of slightly more stillness with a soaring musical theatre number and proper storytelling through song is lovely and so well delivered in this show by Richard Meek as Brad. Now, I just want to preface the thing that I'm going to say next with the fact that I'm very much of the opinion that you should never go into a show wanting or expecting to see a particular performer. Because if you do and then they're not on for whatever reason, it can leave people feeling disappointed and then they don't fully embrace the fact that they're getting the opportunity to see an incredible alternate or cover performance. So always try to avoid going in with your heart set on a single name if you can. That said, I really had everything crossed that Stephen Webb was going to be on as Frank last night, and I will tell you for why. The last time I saw Rocky Horror, it was during their International Halloween livestream in 2021, I think it was. And unfortunately, Stephen wasn't able to go on as Frank that evening, and we ended up seeing the debut, actually, of the incredible Jordan Fox as Frank instead. And remember what I said about embracing cover performances? I am still thinking about Jordan as Frank 2 years on. It was hands down one of my favourite vocal performances I have ever seen in Rocky Horror. But as a theatre fan, I am essentially trying to collect as many different versions of these roles as possible because you always get to see something new with each performer. And so I went into the show last night kind of desperate to finally get to see Stephen Webb in this role and tick him off the tally sheet. And he absolutely did not disappoint. Stephen brings this indescribable twinkle to the role of Frank, this experience and this charisma and this confidence that's part New York wise guy and part charmed Southern Belle, which is such an interesting combination and works so perfectly for the part. Sweet Transvestite was obviously a highlight, but Actually, if I'm going to single anything out of his performance, it would be on Going Home in Act Two, which was a real gut punch of emotion. It's also fascinating because, like I've said, you can watch a show like Rocky Horror over and over and over again, as lots of us have, and still get a completely different feel from it every time. I was talking to some friends at the interval and we were saying that we've seen the show before and it's felt much darker, and that Frank in particular can sometimes be played as quite a menacing character at times. This version that's in Nottingham at the moment doesn't have that at all. There is definitely still a natural undercurrent of something a bit nefarious with Stephen's version of Frank, but it's the charm and the charisma that wins out and that draws you in, and it ends up giving a much lighter interpretation of the show, which I will say is definitely helped by Ben Westhead as Rocky, who plays the part with this genuine wide-eyed innocence and enthusiasm for discovering the world, and then also Joe McFadden as the narrator. Like, this is where it's all been leading to, because Joe was so fun to watch on stage. He made a comment about this being a career highlight for him, and you can absolutely tell that he wasn't joking at all. I have never seen someone so giddy with excitement that they get to be part of a show, and it is gloriously endearing. Without ever wanting to compare people, I have seen comedians play the role of the narrator in Rocky Horror, and they tend to be much more cutting and snarky, and at times maybe feel a bit more in their element, making offhand remarks and engaging with the audience directly, because it's literally their day job to do so. And when you have a narrator doing that, it feels much more like they are telling you this story that's kind of going on behind them. And I will admit, I have a PhD in postmodernism and metafiction, so having a narrator who breaks the fourth wall and makes snarky comments about their own story is entirely up my street. But what's really interesting is that Joe McFadden doesn't play it that way. Yes, there's audience interaction, and yes, there's that storytelling element, but it feels so much more like he personally is experiencing the story rather than telling it directly, if that makes sense. And his genuine enthusiasm and his giddy excitement that he gets to be on stage and part of this show is so infectious that it makes you want to reach out and grab his hand and get pulled into the story alongside him. Like, maybe I'm reading too much into this with my analytical hat on, but it felt like such a joyful interpretation of the narrator, and I just had the biggest smile on my face every time Joe was on stage, partly because I was enjoying his performance, but partly because I was just so happy for him getting to be part of it all. And I have never seen a man so excited to get his trousers ripped off at the end of the show, so do keep an eye out for that when you go to see it. Because if it isn't obvious already, you really should go and see Rocky Horror while you have the chance. It is a show that needs to be seen live and that brings a completely different energy when you're there in the room yourself. And I know you can say that about any live theatre performance, but Rocky Horror really depends on the energy in the room. Like, there is a symbiotic relationship between the performers on stage and an audience that knows the show just as well as the people who are paid to be in it. If you're not aware, there's kind of an entire second script basically that unfolds during the performance with audience members shouting out and getting involved and having this back and forth with the cast. And I went on a Monday night. The crowd could have been way more boisterous than they actually were, and I imagine they will be as the week goes on. And yet it was still a joy to be part of the audience and feel the atmosphere and the community around you. It feels so special. And that's helped, of course, by the number of people who dress up as well. I will mention, actually, that there's a competition running on the Theatre Royal social media pages this week for the best dressed. So you can check out the link in the post below if you want to get involved with that. But really, I cannot say enough about Rocky Horror. It is a show that everyone should see live at least once, and now is absolutely as good a time as any. So what are you waiting for? It is in Nottingham at the Royal Concert Hall until Saturday the 26th of August, and you can get tickets for just £15. What an absolute steal for the weekday performances up to Thursday using the promo code ROCKY15OFFER, which I've put in the post here as well. See, you've got no excuse not to go, and I hope you have a wonderful time when you do, because you absolutely will. But on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget that I have got a few more bonus reviews coming your way in the near future, so make sure you're following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN, so that you stay up to date and never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.